A reading from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 29. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God, and without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of the sand of the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac shall your offspring be named." He considered that God was able to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. By faith, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff. By faith, Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the exodus of the Israelites and gave direction concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw that the child was beautiful, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith, people crossed the Red Sea on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Charles Schaum Christ the King Lutheran Church, Muscle Shores, Alabama.
Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 29 gives us a procession of heroes, a triumphal parade of experts in the faith. From Abel, through Enoch, through Noah, and finally to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Moses, we see these experts in the faith guided by Almighty God to wonderful destinies that nobody would have guessed at the time. Experts are people that we treasure and cherish, and we hire them because they help us. Financial experts can help us understand not only about gain, but also about risk. They help us make wise decisions and avoid pitfalls. Tradesmen like electricians design circuits that will not cause a fire under normal circumstances, but rather will be safe. Experts help us. Now, how can somebody be an expert in the faith, and how can they help us? Well, faith is not blind. As Jesus said in Matthew 4, verse 7, we do not put the Lord our God to the test. Nevertheless, there are, in general, two kinds of faith. One is inexpert, and the other is expert. Inexpert faith is all around us. It is something that we see in non-Christian traditions, and it is also something that we see in sort of this vague spirituality that has become popular in the West. This sort of inexpert faith says that we should look at the world around us and judge God by the things that go on in the world. Evaluate the world, evaluate ourselves, get closer to nature, go on jihads, do all sorts of these activities that are very worldly, but have mostly nothing to do with the actual universe created by God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are born of human fancy, and really, they are a false faith. They lead into pitfalls instead of away from them. So therefore, if we want an expert faith, one that is not blinded by human sin, one that is not troubled by human weakness, we need to go to Scripture, where the very words of God speak to us. And these words tell us that we fell into sin with Adam and Eve, yet God has sent His Son to save us through the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are appointed by our Hebrews text to baptism. We are pointed to baptism through two things, specifically the flood with which Noah was involved, as well as the Red Sea crossing. In both cases, the flood and the Red Sea destroyed the sin that was pursuing the faithful people of God. In both cases, that same water rescued the people of God. The same is with baptism. In Christian baptism, our sin, our old Adam, is destroyed, put under the water, and drowned. However, the new man that is within us rises forth, a new creation in Christ Jesus. In a similar way, the suffering of the martyrs, whether they be Old or New Testament, consider this: Noah suffered a lot. Moses suffered a lot. Certainly Abraham suffered a lot. And yet they are remembered as being great. Not because they are sufferers, professionally as it were, but because they put their faith in the one who could certainly deliver them, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it is this mistreatment that points to the crucifixion of Christ. And in Christ we are conformed to His image. Romans 8:29. Thanks be to God that in Christ, through His word, we can take our faith with us wherever we go. We do not put the Lord God to the test, but in our everyday situations, we learn to apply His word, to love God and to love neighbor, to do things that help and not hurt, to be considerate and not self-centered. We apply this in all things so that those who are perishing may look to us and see in us the actions of Jesus Christ, and through us, they might come to faith by hearing the word. May God grant that with all of us. Amen.
We thank Pastor Charles Schaum for this meditation on God's word.